KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy, windy, and 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered flurries today, otherwise partly cloudy to cloudy and nearly steady temperatures in the 20s. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Well Cove. Well, Council Bluffs authorities are investigating a fire that led to the evacuation of a high school. The Council Bluffs Nonpareil reports no injuries were reported after the fire at the Abraham Lincoln School on Tuesday. Council Bluffs Fire Marshal Larry Waller said someone intentionally set fire to a football tackling dummy in the school field house. Smoke and flames activated a sprinkler system that extinguished the flames. The school was evacuated for about 10 minutes while firefighters worked to vent the smoke. School officials say there is water damage on the balcony and in the music wing at the school. No arrests have been reported. The Atlantic City Council will meet this evening at City Hall, and during their 5:30 p.m. regular session, they'll act on approving a request from the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce for the closure of Chestnut Street between 6th and 7th in preparation for tomorrow's annual Christmas grand lighting event at the Atlantic City Park. And if approved as expected, Chestnut Street will be closed from 4 p.m. Thursday through 9 a.m. Friday. During the grand lighting ceremony at 5:30 p.m. Thursday, visitors and citizens can enjoy a sparkling cider toast while welcoming Santa and his reindeer to town and watch the unveiling of Santa's new hand-built chair. There will also be free horse-drawn carriage rides, hot cocoa and popcorn in Santa's cabin, a photo booth, and the Chamber's annual recipe walk from 5 until 7 p.m. The Chamber has also requested Chestnut Street be closed from 6th to 2nd Streets on December the 6th for the lighted Christmas parade. In other business, the Council will act on approving a change order amounting to $3,900 for additional design services that include plan preparation and making the sanitary sewer improvements in a separate division of work. A change order affects the 2014 Highway 6 reconstruction program. They'll also act on approving an engineering contract with Snyder & Associates for the 2015 street improvement project in the amount of $127,750, and a similar contract with Snyder's for the sanitary sewer relining project in the amount of $21,850. You can see the list of street improvement projects and sewer relining projects under this same story on the news tab under Community Hub at KJAN.com. Authorities say a woman who was bumped by a train in Sioux City has been hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Sioux City Police Lieutenant Rex Mueller said the woman stepped onto tracks Monday as the train was approaching. The engineer was able to slow down the train, and Mueller says it bumped the woman. The woman was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Mueller says the woman appeared to be emotionally distressed prior to walking onto the tracks. No other information has been released about the circumstances surrounding the incident. Inmates at the Woodbury County Jail in Northwest Iowa will have to survive without cable television. Sheriff Dave Drew says Cable One had provided free cable service to the jail for 24 years, but he said the company has decided to soon start charging the jail $68 a month. So the cable was turned off last Friday. Drew told the county supervisors on Monday he'll have an antenna bought and installed so the jail's television can pick up free channels. He says a federal court ruling requires that jails provide inmates with television entertainment. The Iowa Public Information Board's leader says it's okay for an agency to charge more than $2,000 for access to mandatory reports about sexual violence in Iowa's prisons. Executive Director Keith Luchtel said the charge by the Iowa Department of Corrections isn't excessive and complies with the open records law. The board will review his opinion on Thursday. The Marshall Project, a nonprofit that reports on the criminal justice system, is seeking sexual violent incident reports from states that were required under the Prison Rape Elimination Act. Editor Bill Keller says Iowa's charge is far more than any of the 30 states that have responded. He says much larger states, such as Texas, made them available for free. Keller says the group won't pay the charge, and it is considering its options. More than 1,200 people representing most of Iowa's 340-some school districts will be gathering in Des Moines today for the Iowa Association of School Boards Convention. Members of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will attend the convention Thursday from 7:30 a.m. until 9 p.m. Association spokeswoman Tracy Bainter says the 69th annual convention will center on how the internet and various computer advances have changed the modern classroom.
We're going to be focusing on all of the changes in technology and the opportunities that that unlocks for both students, staff, and education leaders like school board members.
Bainter says technology continues to evolve, and so does the way students learn.
We're looking at being able to connect with students in their homes for their homework. They're able to connect with schools all around the country, if they're doing a report on European history, they can connect with a museum in Europe to learn firsthand from historians.
One of the convention speakers is a futurist who will be talking about a reimagining of the entire concept of school, while there will be a range of workshops during the three-day event.
We're going to have some on technology. We're going to have some on school finance, which is always an important issue for school board members. We're going to have a few on legislative issues that are coming up. We're going to talk about ways to work with variety of personalities and create a cohesive team on a school board.
The convention runs through Friday at the Iowa Events Center in Des Moines. You can learn more at www.ia-sb.org. Our news was brought to you by WellCove, Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.